Well, of course, the threat posed by Omicron has been cited as the main reason for the reimposition of some pandemic restrictions here from tomorrow. As a result, the pandemic unemployment payment has been reopened to people laid off because of those restrictions. There'll be five rates. The top rate will be €350 and will be available to those earning €400 or more a week. A new rate of €150 will be paid to those who had previously been earning less than €151.50. This, the Department of Social Protection says, is to align the PUP with the Employment Wage Subsidy Scheme. It also better reflects the earnings of part-time workers, according to the department. Well, for more on all of this, let's talk now to Minister Heather Humphreys. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So can you explain to us who will qualify under what conditions for this reintroduced or reopened PUP?
Yes, well, on Friday, as you know, I secured approval from Cabinet to reopen the pandemic unemployment payment for anyone who loses their job as a result of the latest restrictions. So that's very clear. If you lose your job because of the restrictions that were announced on Friday and kick in tomorrow, we are here to help you. I feel that was the right thing to do because people once again are losing their jobs due to restrictions that we have put in place to combat this virus. So that means in practice that anyone who loses their job will be entitled to apply for the PUP tomorrow. The rate of the PUP for people impacted will be closely aligned to your prior income, as you said. So apart from the 400 plus who gets 350, anybody from 350 to 400 will get 300. From 200 to 300, if you are earning that amount, you'll get 250. And if you're earning between 150 and 200, you'll get 203. And anybody earning under 150 will get 150.
And it's confined, you say, to people who lose their jobs directly as a result of the restrictions which come in from tomorrow. So that effectively confines it to people, does it, in hospitality?
Yeah, well, we wanted to support those people, such as those who work in nightclubs, and we know that they're going to be closing, and it's going to have an impact on workers in that sector. Hospitality, of course, we support those as well, because we're getting reports that Christmas parties are being cancelled. It may be quieter than expected, and some businesses may not need the same number of staff that they had. So the PUP is there to support them if they're laid off.
So what about people then who work in businesses that provide services to that sector and who may be laid off or put on short time as a result of what's happening in hospitality? Will they come under this scheme?
Yeah, well, if people can show that they have been laid off because of the restrictions that we have introduced, we will then look at their application, and if they can genuinely show that they have been laid off because of that, they'll certainly get the support of the PUP.
So they'll have to be laid off. Is there anything for those who may lose working hours?
Well, for those that aren't working full-time, there are supports in social protection there, such as the short-time working payment. So if they have been laid off, or sorry, if their hours are reduced, they should contact the social welfare office and, as I said, see what supports they can avail of.
So you have to be laid off from paid employment. This wouldn't cover, yeah, for example, taxi drivers who might see a lot of their business just evaporate over the Christmas period.
Yeah, well, anyone who can show that they have lost their job can apply for the PUP. And if people are genuinely impacted, I want to support them. But we will be carrying out checks. So we will check records against the revenue data. And for some, we'll be calling them into the office just to check what their previous employment was. But in terms of taxi drivers who were working night shifts, for example, they could have legitimately a huge drop in their income. And if they can prove that they have no work, they can apply for the PUP. So we're here to help people because this is, we didn't expect that we'd be in this position, but we are, and that's why I want to make sure that the supports are necessary to are there to help workers who are impacted.
Minister, already we were hearing from the nightclub sector because of the restriction, the midnight restriction introduced a couple of weeks ago, that people were being laid off in that sector. Will this be backdated to cover people who might have been laid off as a result of the earlier public health advice?
Yeah, well, 2 weeks ago, it was a very different situation. People were actually going back to work, and that was reflected in the drop in the live register and also in the drop in the number of people that were on the current PUP. But this is different this time. Nightclubs are being told to close, and there are other restrictions on the hospitality sector that could result in layoffs.
So it's not being backdated then?
No. No.
All right. So it takes effect from tomorrow. And
yes.
How long do you expect this to remain in place? How long can people stay on the scheme?
Well, we have introduced it from tomorrow, and most of the people impacted, I'm sure, will be applying tomorrow. And of course, I will keep this under review, and it's something that I have always done since the introduction of the PUP. But just to say that the 53,000 people are currently on the PUP. And they have been receipt of this payment for at least 5 months. Most of them are for over 12 months, and they're probably wondering what their situation is. Well, they will continue to receive the PUP at the rate they are getting it at, because about 47,000 of people on the current PUP are on it for over 12 months, so they would be considered to be long-term unemployed, and we'd be looking to try and work with them with job activation measures to get them back into the workplace.
Right. I mean, can you give them and those who qualify now under the reopening of the scheme an assurance that as long as the current restrictions remain in place, they'll be able to avail of this payment?
Yes, well, what I have always said is if the restrictions are in place, we are there to support them, and I do keep it under review. But hopefully by the 9th of January that things will have improved considerably, and we will be able to get back to normal.
Can I just ask you finally, Minister, before I let you go, about the situation in relation to members of NPHET, the National Public Health Emergency Team, speaking publicly on the media when they get those interview invitations. Are they still, as far as you understand it, free to do that, or do they need permission from the Government Information Service, from the central government?
Yes, they are free to do that, and I fully expect that Tony Holohan and Ronan Glynn, who are doing a really good job, that they will be out on the media explaining, the details of this virus and why we need to increase our restrictions, and that's something that they have been communicating to the public since the start of this pandemic. However, I don't want to see letters in the public domain that ministers haven't seen yet, and that has been the case in the past. So what we want to do here is we want to make sure there is coordination right across government, better joined up communication, and we need to see when we get this letter what impacts the advice is going to have on businesses and on workers, and we need to work out what measures and supports have to be put in place. So that does take a bit of time. There's a lot of work involved in it, and it's better that this is all communicated at the same time.
So, but just to be clear, does Tony Holohan and his colleagues, do they need permission from Government Information Services before they can speak publicly?
No, they can. As my understanding is that they can speak publicly and explain why measures are being taken. But in terms of the advice to government, government gets the advice, and government does need time to consider this advice, to consider what measures we need to put in place. It's not helpful if this information is in the public domain before ministers even see it. Right. For the simple reason is that we do have work to do on it. We have to decide.
I understand that,
what
but that's maybe slightly different.
That's
a question of leaks rather than on the record public statements by our public health officials.
Yeah, well, as I said, we do need to consider this the advice from NPHET. But as I said to you earlier, I fully expect that Tony Holohan and Ronan Glynn and others will be out on the media explaining, this virus, because there's a lot of people very concerned about it. But the one thing, we have been accused of mixed messaging. We don't want mixed messaging, and we all want to ensure that the message goes out to the public. So we have the restrictions, but we also want to show how we're going to act upon them and what measures we need to take, and what impact that's going to have on your life.
Minister for Social Protection, Heather Humphreys, thank you for talking to us on the